The items mentioned in What's for Sale are those of the original poster. This segment is in no way an endorsement of any items, products, or people, and we take no responsibility for the products, prices, or services provided. Shop smart, shop safely online. What's for Sale is powered by Adult and Teen Challenge Super Thrift. Discover what makes us super.
I was wondering if this morning I could give a brief grilled cheese sandwich story. Since it is grilled cheese sandwich day, and it came up in my Facebook memories today, by the way.
Oh, very nice. A lot of people are sharing their memories and thoughts. Tomato soup, pickles, all that kind of stuff.
Chicken jam. Noodle
soup. Ketchup. I just want to remind that there. I know Mike might be listening right now on his way to work. Mike and Jason and a large group of us would get together after the in-towner or after Scuttlebutt's. And we'd go to somebody's house for a grilled cheese sandwich party. We would invite as many people as we could from the bar that night. And
awesome.
It got to a point, Danny, where I was able to flip the grilled cheese in the frying pan over the shoulder to be caught on a plate behind me.
Of course you did.
They were epic parties. we didn't have a lot of friends, but we had those.
But people liked your grilled cheese.
Yeah. The girls never came. But
that's
it was
it,
so.
Huh? Yeah. See, what a pickup line that is. Hey, you want to come for a grilled cheese?
It never worked, but we had each other, and that's all that matters.
That's a beautiful thing. And more texts are coming in. Grilled cheese with maple syrup.
Oh, my goodness.
Ham,
egg, maple
cheese.
Syrup?
I can't. I can't keep up.
No, that's blasphemy.
There's a lot.
Blasphemy.
All right. This is What's for Sale. We find items on Facebook Marketplace. I don't even know how we can top last week with karaoke edition.
Well.
But lo and behold, did you find this?
I wish next week we're going to start running cameras for this because people have to see that move you make where you flash the phone in front of me like I'm supposed to see it. How am I supposed to see that? I can't see in front of me. I can't see that.
Quickly, I will tell you, as a tie-in to last week on the Marketplace, an American Idol karaoke machine comes with the microphone and a lyrics screen.
Uh-huh.
And it works.
Who needs the lyrics screen, really, Danny, when you think about it?
It's very true. $100.
Wow.
But I'm just just concerned on the quality, the sound quality.
Oh, well, with your two voices of angels, you will make any song sound incredible.
Don't even need the microphones. Really. The only reason we have them in here is to get them to your car. That's
right. Okay.
Why are we going to start?
Sorry.
Or are we too distracted by the grilled cheese?
Someone suggested grilled provolone and the sliced onion.
Oh,
Candy, go ahead.
I just want to say this whole grilled cheese sandwich thing, first of all, was done without any permission. Secondly, there is a fire code violation by using a grilling machine with an extension cord. Thunder Bay Fire Services. Come on down and have a look at the extension cord.
I'll make you a grilled cheese,
Improper gauge. Of wire, and also we're in a space without any open windows or otherwise.
That's very true.
So we have broken all kinds of policies about this, and now it's just like fun and games, and the place stinks like a diner.
But that's because I used high quality cheese, the plastic.
I just want to see how you're going to get the smell out of here now.
Evelyn just texted Buzzkill John.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's safety third around here, and I'm telling you, that's an issue.
Next!
Well, you guys are at the bar or backyard or basement doing your karaoke performance. Why not dress yourselves in beautiful hat attires? Right now, you can get some 1950 and 60 hats that you guys can wear while
you're doing the smell of those.
$20 each. They are orange. Some have flowers. Some are velvet.
I could smell the mothballs and smoke
from
here.
They even come with the cases, the hat boxes.
Oh, well, you need the hat box.
Imagine
feathers.
Walking,
the white feathered one.
When Danny and I were on the road back in 1986 together when we were doing karaoke, we had those cases for our hats, and we also had those stand-up luggage things for our shirts.
Oh,
so
yes.
As part of our wardrobe, those hats were...
I'll be a roadie, though. I'll sign up to be a roadie, okay?
I can still smell the mothballs.
Yeah, for sure. And then when John brings out the cape, it's amazing.
Yeah, the cape is
These hats will bring you to the next level, though.
You go with a nice pair of chaps.
What do you have?
For sale, chaps! No, I don't have any chaps. I find some weird things sometimes, and it gets disturbing, and I think I may have used these in the past. We've been doing this for, 5 years, I think. For sale in the marketplace, why in God's green earth would you ever want these? But for sale, 38 empty wine bottles of cats. That's right, they're wine bottles in the shapes of cats.
I think of the crafts you can make with those.
Oh, yeah, think of the horror of looking at these cats on your... Because I dislike cats. I didn't use the H word. These are really ugly, but they come in a variety of colors, and who doesn't want a cat bottle? They can be yours for $190 in the marketplace.
I want to know where you buy that kind of wine that is shaped like...
This is where I am troubled by some of these things. Somebody at some point went to a store and bought these new.
Yes.
And that part is troubling because then they said, oh, I like the pink one. Let's get the other 14 colors. I don't like it.
Well, because they're big fans of the cats.
Yeah,
I'm also concerned on things that I find, especially when they're broken. To me, I don't know why.
Oh, parts, Danny. Parts. Have you seen my shed?
Okay, well, someone is selling an iPad Generation 2.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, God, that's
old. That doesn't
old,
even boot up anymore.
Here it is. I'll just show you. I know we're trying our best to describe this for you.
You know what? Still use it. You just can't update it.
You wouldn't be able to put any apps on
And no apps would load, but you could use the calculator.
Or use it as a camera.
Calculator.
I mean, the quality might not be very good,
like a big calculator.
They described and said it worked the last time I used it. May not anymore.
Yeah.
Haven't turned it on in a few years. Yeah. It's yours for $20.
Oh, nice. Well, I don't know. Not worth the price of gas to pick it up.
All right, Candy.
Oh, your good old friend Michelle from the LCBO just wrote and said that you must remember those cat bottles from the LCBO at Christmas
time.
You
know what, Michelle? I do. From my time at the LCBO.
Mm-hmm. You so know they sell them at Christmas time.
Yes, I remember.
You don't have a grilled cheese sandwich on there right
now. No, I don't.
Because I can smell
it. Smells like it's on fire in here.
There is no grilled cheese sandwich on there. Okay, so I found something. I'm not sure who these two gentlemen are, and I'm really hoping it's nothing inappropriate, and I'm hoping you two
Like the grilled cheese, you didn't check first. And now everything goes downhill. Nice working with you, Candy.
This yells nostalgia. Great piece to add to your collection.
Oh my God, I'm
13
scared.
Inches tall, 12 inches long, firm on the price. Laurel and Hardy.
Oh, Laurel and Hardy were comedians, Candy.
Oh, okay.
That was a great descriptor, Candy.
Oh my God.
It is, it's like a tchotchke. A tchotchke.
That's the guy from Happy Days.
Happy Days.
Yeah, a tchotchke is like a little thing that you put on a shelf that collects dust.
Oh, no, that was tchotchke.
Yeah, this is tchotchke.
I was thinking tchotchke Arcola.
No, this is a tchotchke. It's like a little thing. You've never heard the word tchotchke.
This segment has turned into
disaster. So, Laurel and Hardy, $80 if you want it for your shelf.
I just like the description. That was awesome.
How many do we have left? Because I'm ignoring that. How many do we have left?
Well, we are pressed for time. Go ahead.
Press for time, whatever. It's your time management. It's your show.
When are you going to start singing?
Well, I was thinking that maybe this one might bring up some songs. Hey, listen, it's that time of the year, kids, and you may be looking at yourself and thinking, self, I need a little something for my deck. This might be something you want to put on your deck because it is something else for sale in the marketplace this morning with a discounted price. That's right, convenience on the go, kids. The discounted portable toilet. Get a load of this thing, though. It is the Taj Mahal of porta potties.
That looks really nice.
Look at it. It's got siding. Look at the inside. A wood floor. Beautiful flush toilet.
I know, just an event that we can use.
My backyard.
Wow.
Country on the Bay. Yeah, for our tent. Listen,
that looks amazing.
But it gets better. This portable toilet, look at it. It's a porta potty.
It looks nicer than mine in my
house. Look what's inside.
Tell me there's not a shower there.
There sure is. I'm thinking of getting this for my office. this can be yours at the discounted price. This portable toilet, it is fantastic. $3,500.
That's like, it's like a porta potty with a shower, but not the blue color and very fancy one.
Well,
so do they clean it the same way?
What do you mean not the blue color? Well, it still goes into a blue tank. It has to.
No, I meant like the walls aren't the blue, like the porta potty.
Oh, not the plastic. No, this has got, it's even got a window. Like, come on.
Can I say, it reminds me, although that's taking it to another level.
Yes.
When you're at events, they have those comfort stations. That's taking it to a
whole
new
level
with the shower.
Yeah, the shower thing we wouldn't advertise, but I think it would fit in my office. $3,500 bucks.
Okay, so are we, like, I don't
what?
Know.
Well,
I
don't know. It's your show, you and your time, grilled cheese.
Time's very important.
Oh, there's lots of time.
Listen.
We can go 10 more minutes.
No, well, here's the thing. No. I came across this, and I envisioned, say you wake up and you're in your living room and you say, I need just that one item that would complete this room. Just take it over the
trying
top.
To think of what I could use
right?
in my
what
living
What could
room.
You use, John? Can you think
thing.
About one thing that would complete your room? To make it feel so comfortable and beautiful. Well, I have the answer for you both.
Is it like a quote? Is it a quote picture?
No, not at all.
Danny's got those there all over his house.
I love those.
I want like my, you know, my initial, like just, you know, people.
Those are nice.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of time. Lots of time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This one, in your room, imagine a crocheted owl.
Oh.
That's the kind of stuff I see when I have a fever.
Right. Well, let me kick it up a notch because this particular crocheted owl, a lot of work went into this
I
one.
I bet it did. Look at the craftsmanship.
Handmade owl that can rotate its head.
Oh, that's exactly what I need it to do for when I wake up on the from a nap. I need it moving its head. Oh, yeah. No. That's
40.
That's fun.
That's a star in the next Confederation College horror film. That's what that is right there.
There you go. That's all
Come
I
on. You got anything else,
Dan? I have one quick one. As the summer is quickly approaching, people may be eating more seafood and lobster and crab.
There's always got to be a story.
So, actually, I just wanted to say this on air because it's quite funny. Right now, you can get vintage HMQ Quackenbrush. Quackenbush. Quackenbush set of six plucker things.
What? You don't even know what the item is.
You
Candy?
Know what that reminded me of?
Quackenbush set of
six. You can't bring
six.
Items that you don't know what
it's
they
those,
are.
It's those tools that you use to get the lobster meat out of the shell.
Oh, the little forky things.
Yeah, but this is the brand name Quackenbush.
Quackenbush is a popular brand name, Candy. It's
brand new. They have never been used
Well,
yet.
I hope not.
It's like the name from last week of the encyclopedias, the Harkenfugles.
No, the Funkin' Wagnalls.
Oh, that's what they're called.
By the way, they're still for sale for a dollar. The Funkin' Wagnalls are still there.
Let's go one more.
Finally, really, if you're looking for a good quality event and you want to start preparing now, these are all over the place on the marketplace. Please, for the love of God, somebody pick up this four pairs of solar eclipse glasses. Yeah, that's right, kids. They are still available. If you are planning to go to Iceland in 2 years, these are for you. You can get them in the marketplace for $5. Or you can put them in a box and hope that you're still alive in 120 years where you can use them again.
I saw quite a few of those glasses
on
sale.
People.
What are you going to do with them, right?
They may not even be effective in 2 years in Iceland.
You know what you
Iceland.
Can do, kids? Get your parents to pick this up for you, kids, and then just turn on a light bulb and go and shove your face in front of it, and you can look at the filament inside the bulb with these solar eclipse glasses. Yours for only $5.
Or you,
in the marketplace. You
deal of a deal.
You plan ahead. There is another eclipse in the western provinces in 20 years. So bring them with you then.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
they may be expired by then.
No, those don't expire, actually.
Candy?
They don't
did
expire.
Did you actually say that?
Yeah.
I did research. They do not
they
expire.
Don't expire. They it's don't expire. It's not mayonnaise, Candy. It's solar glasses. Speaking of mayonnaise, when are we cleaning up this mess from your party here this morning?
It'll happen. And thanks to all who contributed. Someone else
Jason texted and had fond memories of our grilled cheese party.
Well,
see,
there you go.
Back
see, it's all about memories. Yeah. I love it. Very nice.
It really is.
That is your Friday edition of What's for Sale.